Welcome, welcome, welcome to DCE Pirate Radio 9. What did I call this damn thing? All over the place. That's about right. Happened at James's place. So, all over the damn place. Because James is all over the damn place. And it has infected his house like a ghost. What have we got on today? We've got exciting times for DCE. We have our first official sponsor of the podcast. We've had many unofficial sponsors of the podcast that most of them probably don't even know. Mm-hmm. But now we have Robbie's Chop Shop on board. If you are looking to get a haircut, go see Robbie. So, actually, you know what? I'll tell you what I really think. When I used to go get a haircut as a young lad, it used to be a lovely experience. You get your mum, she calls up, she makes you a booking, you go in there, some nice lady washes your hair, you get a nice little haircut, you're in, you're out in like 15, 20 minutes tops. Now, we got these bloody men's safe space sanctuary nonsense. I got to go in there, can't make a booking, got to give up my afternoon, but I've got mates. It's great if you're a loser, you don't have any friends, and you want to hang out with a bunch of other losers that don't have any friends. Well, I've got plenty of friends. Do I want to spend my time on a Saturday afternoon hanging out with them? I don't want to be sitting around waiting in line, not getting a haircut. It's preposterous. What you've got to do is you've got to time it. You've got to get there very early in the morning on a weekday, just as they're opening up, straight in, get a nice haircut. Get it done. Get off. Get out. Like a goddamn man. Not like someone who spends their days waltzing around in bloody hairdressers. What has happened? Our grandfathers would be rolling over in their wheelchairs. Anyway, the worst part about it is the bastard does a fresh, fresh cut. So now I've got accustomed to having my hair cut to a certain standard, and I have to put up with all this bullshit nonsense. So I've been tricked. So anyway, if you want to get a fresh, fresh haircut, sit down, maybe have a beer while you're hanging out with a bunch of losers with nothing else to do, go check out Robbie's Chop Shop. After that, listen to the DC... Hey, actually, it's a match made in heaven. Download our podcast, get your headphones in, and you'll probably listen to the whole damn thing while you're waiting and having a beer, and you don't have to talk to those other losers. So, enjoy the podcast.
Yes, I do. Oh, you start. Oh, for fuck's sake! Seriously, we're how many seconds into this, and you've spilt shit all over. God, fuck!
It's okay. I swear
to God, this weekend, you are just on a mission to see how mad you can make me, aren't you?
I've got two comebacks for you. One, dress less. It's just suede. That's the easiest fabric to get stuff out of.
Is it?
No, it's the worst.
Fuck!
You know how I know? Because Dee has a couch very similar to this.
And she won't let you sit on it?
No, I spilled stuff all over it last night. This is the second fawn suede couch I've spilled stuff all over in a 24-hour period.
No wonder she gets so mad with you. I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, yeah, we're going to get... Don't you drink... Like, there's a...
Well, I need you to
stand up. I was about to introduce to the people... I'm sorry, everybody. Matt is being... a grade A pain in my ass this weekend, but it's okay. The sun's out and I still love him.
Do you know why I've been so annoying for James this week?
Why?
That's a long pause for a why. Let's try that again. Do you know why I've been so annoying for you?
This shit is great. Nah.
Yeah, do you know why I've been so annoying?
Why?
Last weekend and the weekend before.
Oh, you are coming into dangerous territory, my friend.
Quite a few mix-ups, quite a few miscommunications. Let's not lay blame.
Okay.
As an outcome, I decided...
Can you talk into the mic, please?
I was a ghost. I got scared. As an outcome, I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of being a woman in this relationship. I'm sick of being James's mum. I'm just going to treat James the way that he wants to be treated. I'm going to treat James the way that he lives his life, which is... If it's not a hard and fast, we'll see how it goes. And I've just
You're making it worse.
And now you're frustrated because you did a plan and it executed poorly.
What do you mean I didn't plan?
You're all loosey-goosey.
I very specifically said 1:30. We both agreed on it. On 1:30.
Yeah, aim for 1:30.
Yeah, that is a specific time.
I came up with the time.
You said that you would be able to get there in that time.
Yeah, Mucky, I should be able to get there about 1:30. Yelling.
That's how I talk. You don't need to yell.
That's racist.
You don't need to try and bully me into going along with what you're saying by raising your voice.
I raise my voice about it.
I'm going to remain calm and logical because do you know what the most annoying thing was? If you just said, hey man, fuck it, I'm not going to make it there in time, I wouldn't have left the football. That's what annoyed me the most. I drove 30 kilometres away from what I was doing to meet you, to you then be like, oh, actually, I'm just about to put in my phone to see how long it takes to get from Northgate to McLaren Vale. I'll give you a fucking hot tip. It takes more than 35 minutes. It takes you more than 35 minutes to get to my house.
James.
From there.
This is not the, all you need this to is say, not the need, listen hey, to hey, Matt hey, and James hey, have hey, a divorce hey, podcast.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one cares. Hey,
you started it.
No one cares.
Anyway, I'll summarise. Matt's sorry. Matt is sorry and he just doesn't know how to... He's just not man enough to say sorry.
That's sexist. And, okay, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make you say sorry while it was recording. Anyway.
It's too late now.
What?
To say sorry.
It's too late. Oh, no, that's a different song.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, what we're doing, for starters,
anyone's still listening.
It's the end of the first week of the 12-week challenge. We've both done what I think is a pretty good job of staying on track-ish. Maybe not so much, but Matt's been doing a good job, and we haven't heard from Todd, so I assume he's completely off the wagon. What we have just created is a Jammu tonic, Jamisons and water drink, which...
Haven't tasted yet.
We're doing it. You need to stir that. There's a spoon there, because you can see. Matt's about to have a taste of it now, and it does. It's separated out a little bit.
Why is there shit all over this spoon?
Because it's Jammu?
No, there's like gross... weird stuff on there.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
Can you have a sip before you spill more of this on my couch?
Okay. Afterwards, yeah. I'm going to need you to explain to me why you had a teaspoon next to your bed and what you used it for. All right.
Anyway, so Matt's taking a sip now. It doesn't look great. I'm not sure. The facial expression isn't too bad.
Verdict? Fantastic.
Okay, can you pass me the teaspoon, please?
Why?
Because I need to stir mine so I can try some.
Get your own teaspoon.
That is my own teaspoon.
I left that next to your bed. This is going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
No, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about this.
I'm in a good mood, and that's the problem. When me and you're in a good mood, we're naturally assholes.
Is it really good?
Yeah, I liked it. It's everything I like about Scotch and everything I like about Jameson.
It's not good. It's not good.
I like it.
Okay.
I have also been drinking water for a week because I actually stuck to this challenge. So anything that has a little bit of flavour to it is sounding good for me right now.
Oh, yeah.
You just, mate, what we're going to need to do, we're going to get the feed, we're going to wind back the feedback. And you go to a radio station or whatever, when there's some kind of twosome, and there's a dynamic you need.
Yeah.
Where the other person jumps in when there's a bit of dead spaces. Like, I like to call this... a bit of back and forth.
Ah, gotcha, yeah.
A lot of back at the moment, not much forth.
A story of my life. Oh, dear. All right, we digress. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to talk about today? I had a couple of ideas while I was mowing the lawn this morning, but I forgot to write them down. So, can you shut the door and use the latch, please?
It's your door. I've tried twice. Wouldn't it be better?
Excuse me, everybody, while I walk away from the microphone and get ridiculed.
Whilst James is walking away from the microphone, I think I've come up with a new drinking game for the DC Pirate Radio. Every time James walks away from the podcast or leaves me hanging, have a shot. And if you can make it half an hour through any episode without being drunk, you are an alcoholic. Because he's detoured. He's doing other things now. A lot of back, no forth.
I'm trying not to make much noise while I sit back down, so apologies. Sorry, Mum and Dee.
Creepy, creepy.
Creepy, creepy, lemon squeaky? Is that a thing?
I was having a sip. You've left me hanging. That tastes terrible on the second turn.
I think, when you were messaging the other day, like, is this easy peasy lemon squeezy or hard, hard lemon
that Hardy difficult, lemon difficult. Oh, I saw it in a meme and I forgot it. I tried to make up my own.
It worked. I had a good old lol. I had a real good lol. Oh dear. Fuck.
Yeah. So stop what you're talking about. I don't really care.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you about one of the things I've been thinking about.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So one thing I've been really working on for the podcast, but in my life as well, is listening to people.
Okay.
So, I heard this on, I think, the J.R. Rogan podcast. It's where I get all my nonsense from.
I'm pretty sure it's where you base everything that you say from.
I spent a lot of time listening to that podcast.
Yeah.
It's got where else am I getting anything new ideas from?
The mainstream media?
I don't pollute myself with that poison. That's why we have a pirate radio podcast. For all the freedom out there who've popped their slave collars off their neck and are listening to the word of the truth.
Yeah.
Come on a little bit strong.
just a smidgen.
Anyway, so what I was trying to say before I was rudely interrupted is that I heard that a lot of people, when they're having a conversation, they're not listening to the other person.
They're just waiting to
jump in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I do that all the time because I don't really care what other people have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've been trying to not do that.
Okay, how's it going for you?
When
did you start trying to do this?
Well, I've been trying for a while, but it's not very good at it.
Okay, so would you say, like, how are you going about, because I know what you mean, and I do think that sometimes when I listen to somebody else talk, and you immediately, you're not listening to what the other person's saying. You're
waiting for him to stop.
Well, no, but you're listening, but you've as soon as you think of something, it's like, okay, well,
I'm going to say this regardless.
I'm just going to tell you about my experience with that thing, but I have consciously made the decision, for a long time, to try not to do that. But it is hard. I think it's human nature. Because people inherently... Well, maybe it's just the humans I know nature.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, you want to say something and you don't... It's probably got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
No, it is. It's just that I'm trying to listen to you. Like, I formulated what I was going to say halfway through your sentence.
Yeah.
And I didn't wait to the end.
Yeah. So, but see, this is a problem. Because I just probably did it to you. But I find the same in that... Where was I again? Work the other day, I have the ability to effectively not listen, in air quotes, but actually hear. Like, I take in all of the information. I think it's why I get in so much trouble at, like, well, not so much with you in meetings, but I've always been like, oh, you know, James is inattentive, he's not paying attention, blah, blah, blah. I actually am hearing every single word that's being said and retaining it somewhere because I can regurgitate it, but I just, like, I'm not interested.
I'll give you a theory.
Yeah?
You've got the same problem I do.
Okay.
You are a god amongst me immortals.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else's intellect pales before you. So you can guess and predict their nonsense because it's so basic. So you don't even have to listen.
Yeah, I know. Nah, that's not.
So you're not a god king?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Maybe something else.
Something different, don't worry about it. Yeah. But it happened the other day. Like, we were at a breakfast and this person whom I was in the presence of was just dribbling shit. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I am in no way, shape or form interested in what this person's talking about. And luckily for me, the person she was talking to, who I was sitting next to, probably thought the same thing. But afterwards, when me and the speakee, if you will, were talking later on, he was like, oh, what do you think about that person? Like, they seem like, you know, a bit negative. And I'm like, and I literally could regurgitate the whole, even though I'd been pretty much playing with my phone, talking to you and looking out the window, wishing I wasn't there. I could regurgitate the entire conversation. And I said, I feel bad because I was like, yeah. She's an idiot because this, this, and this. You've said these things that contradict that, and if you're spending so much time concentrating on that negative shit, no wonder you think your life is shit because you're focusing on all this boring negative shit. Like, but I don't know how. Like, I need to learn how to say to someone, like, but I feel like they wouldn't listen. Like, hey, have you thought about not focusing on being a fucking retard? You're 35 years of age. Like, grow up, which is ironic coming from me.
I got two potential.
You did very well at listening to that whole.
Well, that's why I've got two.
Yeah.
Because I listened to the whole thing. I've got two things I want to tell you.
Yeah.
One, which is what I was thinking about at the start. I was going to avoid it. But is that person basic or are you an arsehole?
That's tricky. They're basic, but I am an arsehole.
I think that's the answer, because that was my second thought, is that what I've been actively trying to do is that even though what the other person is talking about or doing might be boring or not interesting, to make you a good person and you a good human being, you should listen to them and have a conversation with someone. On the flip side of that, you shouldn't be in positions where you have stuck talking to people that you don't want to talk to. Yeah. And that's the issue with work. You know, my second answer is you should quit your job and you should become something else.
Yeah.
Because then you won't be stuck at a breakfast you don't want to go to, talking to someone you don't want to talk to about nonsense you don't want to talk to them about.
Yeah.
Where your only option to be a nice person is to listen to their nonsense and let their negativity affect you.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? And I feel like we're programmed as what I would call, you know, middle-class white males. Like, we're from our previous generation, we're programmed to be like, okay, we're in that job now. Like, you know, when you were little and, like, whatever, like, I'll open a can of worms here if anybody, like, Skippy is listening.
Don't refer to people without explaining who they are.
Skippy knows who Skippy is.
No one else knows who Skippy is.
Yeah, anyone that's been listening to our podcast does. And if they haven't been listening to our podcast till now, then it's more reason for them to go back and listen to the previous podcast to learn about who Skippy is.
I'm like your mum. Continue.
Anyway, it's irrelevant. If lefties are listening, we've got that job.
Better.
We've got that secure job now. This is supposed to be it. It's like, you know, you've got to, you know, get a good job and get good money, and then what life will work itself out. But it turns out it doesn't. You make your environment.
It's not lefties. It was the whole schooling system, which I've gone off on before, was created to create factory workers.
Yeah.
That's why they have sirens that mean you've got to go to recess. You've got lessons that go for periods of time. They were creating sheep.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And now the entire workforce is created on sheep. I don't know which one it was. I don't know if they had the sheep first when the production lines left and they created the new positions to cater to the fact that everyone was a sheep, or they just made new positions that worked like a factory line where they want sheep. But there's just sheep everywhere. And it's probably the issue you've had your entire life, because it's certainly one I have, is that I'm a mouthy sheep. I make a lot of bars. People don't like that. They want me to shut up and eat my grass.
Yeah.
And I've learned to suppress that enough to get ahead. But I'm doing the old questioning, this thing of, well, would I rather just be a noisy sheep?
Because I quite enjoy being a noisy sheep.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about yourself. You might not have as much money, you might not have as much things, but you like what you look in the mirror a lot more.
Yeah, but then and that's what I find, that's what upsets me about the basic people, is they're still not making the, but then does it come back to money? Am I just happy like this because...
Being a sheep isn't a bad thing. You're just not a sheep, and you shouldn't have to be a sheep.
Yeah.
That's the, like, if people are happy... If you're happy watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians and having your...
The Bachelor.
Yeah, like watching nonsense and then like being worried that North Korea is going to blow up Japan and eating your fat-free...
It's not Japan, man.
Eating your fat-free food that's going to make you put more fat because they put sugar in it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're happy just accepting the status quo, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that was a happy life. And in some ways, I wish I was more like that.
Because
I think that I'd be a lot less stressed out.
Yeah, but no, I reckon you'd just be stressed about different things.
Mm. Good point.
So, yeah, it's a tricky one. I don't know.
Long story short, I'm not worried about North Korea right now.
Maybe you should be.
Why?
Because they might start a nuclear holocaust.
First things first, you're purposely using words that don't make sense to frustrate me. Second of all, you can't even validate the information we're getting in the first place. Like, news are, like, Anchorman 2, or Anchorman 1, one of the Anchormans, best description of the news I've ever seen in my life. It's like, what if we just report what people want to see that's entertaining instead of reporting the news? It's like, no shit, that's what they do. They're entertainment. They're based on viewers. So that if you've got an option between showing people something that will make them smarter, that's accurate, or showing people a dog riding a unicycle, they're going to show you a dog riding a unicycle. So it shows you what gets more clicks, what gets more views.
Yeah, but then in the same breath, we're trying to build an online presence by...
being honest. The whole point of DCE is that I might be wrong. I probably am. Most of what I say is stupid and idiotic, but at least it's my honest opinion. I was having a conversation with someone the other day about business and like how they were showing me a website that does something very, very similar to what we want to do, but in my opinion, does it in an incredibly dishonest way. So they're purposely, they're using every trick in the book to boost their numbers with algorithms, to boost their trickery about getting people... Stop moving the microphone away from me.
Louder and louder.
We get complaints from everyone that our podcast isn't loud enough.
No, I'm not loud enough.
No, we're not loud enough. So I'm, but you're quiet compared to me.
Yeah, but
I'm
do you think that maybe it's because the level of difference is so fucking extraordinary that if you turn one up, then one person ends up being like significantly too much louder than the other, which then makes me sound quieter by comparison?
No, I've been told by multiple people podcast is too quiet. Not just you, because my immediate response was, yes, James pisses me off, he doesn't talk loud enough. And they said, no, you too. So you...
Oh, right, I'll put it back in the middle.
You trying to make me quiet.
I was just trying to keep the viewers happy.
The viewers need to be... The mums need to be happy by us both being loud. That's why I'm doing it in this program. Right at the end of it, I'm going to ratchet up the sound and hurt everyone's ears. I'm going to make this one so loud.
Oh, actually... You've got the green, yellow, red bar there, so we are probably under at the moment. The recording volume needs to be higher.
Or, when I talk, every time I talk, it starts to go into the red and yellow.
Yeah, this is... We need to get... Okay, we're starting a GoFundMe page. I'm going to start it today. Matt, can you start a GoFundMe page for us to get another microphone? So we can have a microphone each. I know that there's people downloading this podcast and listening to it, so go to our GoFundMe page, which hasn't been made yet. We'll share it on the webpage, because we are a not-for-profit at the moment.
Will that solve the problem that I'm significantly louder than you?
Yeah, because then we turn your recording, like your mic will be quieter and mine will be louder, and then you balance it. Side note, we're doing audit, that's fine. That I can work with.
It seems, looking at the thing, as long as I don't get excited, we're okay. It's, but as soon as the...
When you turn your head... Like, I'm talking into the microphone right now, and it's still not hitting the yellow. You're hitting the yellow almost facing the other way.
It's like when I get excited, my Italian kicks in just a little more.
Mamma mia! Yeah. So I hit the red then. Oh, I'm yellow. Bow, bow, bow! It may also be sudden loud noises that make it spike.
Why don't you do the rest of the podcast? Like an Italian.
Hey! Is that right?
Bapri buppi, pizza, garlic bread.
A pizza pie. We've gone off the fucking rails. We may or may not start a GoFundMe page. The nice man from JB Hi-Fi gave us a discount on this one, on this microphone. So maybe, hopefully, I can go in and sweet talk him. Be like, hey, here's my receipt from the last one you did for us. Matt's now just staring, mesmerised by the green bar.
It's quite a flashy bar.
The autism's kicked right in. And he is he's entangled in its gaze.
I had 6 ideas and I forgot them all. I was going to talk about something. Gone. Oh, I remembered.
Yes.
This is my brain.
Okay.
Anyway. You're talking about GoFundMe. I was going to make us a Patreon account.
I have no idea what that is. Please tell me more.
It's like an ongoing GoFundMe. Effectively, it's people who give things out for free.
Yeah.
You're able to give them money if you want.
Oh, like, is it Wikipedia that does that? One of those online encyclopedias.
Sure. So basically, it's an online place where people can give you money if they want to.
Okay.
And like, I don't really want people to give me money, but I just want to make one. So you can if you want, but I don't want your money.
Yeah, we don't want you to, but if you want to...
Hey!
You can.
I don't need you to give me money. Keep your money. I've got my own money. Do not give me any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll teach us
real
especially
good.
Like literally 5 minutes ago on this podcast, I was saying that we both made enough money, but
donate to the GoFundMe to not donate to the Patreon.
I am a walking fucking contradiction.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm not sorry.
See? Contradiction.
Contrary.
Contradiction. Now, I had something. Oh, that's right. When you were talking about whatever that page that's going about, that's where we got to. Right. They were doing things all the wrong way. Blah, 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 blah. You were talking about that animal versus scenario page.
Oh, yeah, not... That was the one in the car before, but yeah.
Well...
They got 120,000 followers in 3 days.
How much of that was organic?
All of it, I believe. Just from reading the messages, I think they did it by accident. Because it sounds like...
It is, well, it's one of my favourite things to ask. Because, partly because I find horse people odd, and partly because I think it's a funny question to ask people, is would you rather fight one goose the size of a horse or 10 horses the size of geese? I don't really know what the correlation between that and people's psychology is, but I tend to be drawn more, or I'm more agreeable with the people that would fight 10 horses the size of geese.
Yeah, because they're smart. You're not going to beat a goose the size of a horse. Oh, fuck 10 fucking horse geese up.
Yeah, but some people see it as, okay, there's only one goose the size of a horse.
Yeah, idiots. Idiots who don't think things through.
I don't know.
If you, like, what, you know what, all at once. You have 10.
You're very, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting Italian again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You give me, I'm too quiet. I'm bringing this to a serious place, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing it down. I'm bringing it downtown. The deep tones. Yeah. No, if you bring me, give me a situation. Put me outside of your place. It's a grassy area, you know, a couple metres by a couple metres.
This is animal memes.
You put 10.
Yeah.
I've screwed it up.
10.
Goose-sized horse.
Yeah.
Geese. All coming at me from a different direction. Worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I'll fuck them up.
Yeah, exactly. One goose the size of a horse, though. No,
that is a raptor.
It's a killing machine.
That is a velociraptor. That's exactly what it is.
I think this may or may not tie back to my childhood memories of
growing up. Raptor.
No, dinosaurs and people never lived together, man.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did.
Look into it, bro.
The world's flat.
People are so confident about shit because they've never looked into.
No, I found it out. I think we spoke about this on the podcast. I was shocked because I thought that dinosaurs and people lived at the same time, but they didn't.
No, I used to. When I was younger, I watched this documentary a few times.
Oh, I've digressed.
Oh, no, I watched a documentary on it when I was a young kid. There was like episodes every week of this documentary.
What was it called?
Flintstones.
You're a wanker.
What, you didn't watch that though? No.
They're the modern Stone Age family.
I had a theory about the Flintstones.
Yeah.
The Flintstones.
Remember how I was talking?
Yep, you're boring.
I got chased by a goose once.
Everyone's been chased by a goose. Every woman you've ever been with.
Oh, sassy. Zing. Oh, right, bring it back.
So, yeah, and I watched...
Felicia?
I heard a theory.
Okay.
The Jetsons. About the Flintstones. The Flintstones and the Jetsons are set either in the same time period or the Flintstones happens after the Jetsons.
Please go on.
So in the Flintstones...
I'm just for the record, everyone, I'm not making a Jammu Jamison and anything ever again.
So the Flintstones reference pop culture, and they have all kinds of things that wouldn't make sense for someone who lived in a cave.
Oh, yeah, they've got, like, toasters and shit, don't they?
They do, like, Michael Jackson references and all kinds of stuff. And how could you possibly know that if it was back in time?
Yeah, but this... Oh, man, it's a cartoon. They had toasters in... The people drawing the cartoons had those things.
No, what happens?
They're the modern Stone Age family.
It's in the future, and the rich people have ascended above the clouds because we've polluted the Earth. That's the Jetsons. The poor people...
Dig up rocks and shit.
They have to stay on the Earth. They're mining the Earth
for minerals.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what they do, don't they? Doesn't he work in a factory? No, but there's dinosaurs, man. How do you explain that? So dinosaurs just come back?
Yeah, because we genetically made them again, because it's the future. We can do anything. You seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that's a documentary.
You know what also I've just realised about that show?
Which show?
The Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's Caucasian.
Yeah, look at, like, pretty much every cartoon.
No Asians. No Hispanic.
Espanol!
No one's even got a moustache.
Barney?
It's like Noah's Ark. How come there's no kangaroos on Noah's Ark?
Well,
it's almost like the person who wrote it just wrote about what they could see in their immediate vicinity.
Yeah, yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy. It's almost like there's flaws in religion.
Hey, mate, I'm asking, I'm talking about a story.
In a book?
There's lots of books. You know, did you know, though, that every culture on Earth has a version of Noah's Ark?
Yes.
And, like, because I read a book on it once. And long story short, time travel, alternate reality, it's a freak, crazy book. Past civilizations pretty much nailed everything on the conspiracy theories, but you know I love a good conspiracy theory. But yeah, no, I found that very, very interesting. So like, I think it certainly made me think that there maybe might be some truth that there was a catastrophic event that led to a flood at some point in human history.
Yeah, of course there was.
Well, I don't know about of course there was.
Well, I can't say that with certainty.
I'm not sure if I'm that sure of it, mate.
Yeah, I can't say that with that level of certainty, but it would not surprise... I think it is completely feasible that...
The evidence points that way.
Yeah, basically. You know, there was a... There were, you know, that's why I am intrigued by the whole argument, like the whole global warming argument that... probably people like Trump have. I haven't looked into him personally, where they're saying that... They're saying global warming isn't a thing. But it's like, well...
No, they're not. They're saying that global warming isn't significantly influenced by human beings. They're saying it's a that's certainly happening, that their argument is... It's that a natural, we're not
doing it.
It's a natural cycle, and humans aren't directly impacting it.
Yeah. Which I can sort of get... I think the studies that would lead us to believe we're making it worse are probably true, but I also wouldn't be surprised if it did come out eventually that it's like, oh, wait a minute, this is the world doing it, like, this is a cycle. Like, it gets really hot, it gets really dry, you know, something happens.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. Like, I'm not a scientist, so I'm...
What?
Wait.
You've been lying to me about your credentials all this time.
I am
a... Where did you get that lab coat?
It's not my specialty subject, but I am a scientist. Climate change research, I did it in my undergrad, but it wasn't when I got my PhD.
I always had a PhD, a pretty huge dude.
So climate change is another one of those things which people generally piss me off about. Because everyone's always like, global warming. And I'm like, you haven't read a book. You're just regurgitating shit. So... I don't respect you.
James nods in agreement.
Like, look into it, bro.
Yeah, you're
probably right. I just disrespect you as a person for your research skills.
Because
you're just regurgitating nonsense. You're not looking into it yourself.
You're just not looking into it. You got to look into it, man.
But as a non PhD climate scientist, it sounds an awful lot, like, it just sounds like what I imagine happened when they finally admitted that smoking's bad for you. It's just like so many people that seem to be in the know are saying, and that's the problem with scientists, not very eloquent, not very good at convincing people. You think of a scientist, you think of a big old nerd.
Yeah, and they don't like to give, like, you know... Yeah, it's hard. And
non-charismatic. It's like, you don't want to listen to them. They use big words and they piss you off because they're smarter than you. Makes you feel inferior.
On the other hand, if there's any good-looking scientists out there listening to this podcast, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you.
We would love to speak to some very, very attractive male-only scientists.
Or females.
I only like to speak to males because I'm married.
Matt's lost his mind.
But yeah, climate change.
Yes.
I haven't looked into it enough. I downloaded a podcast the other day.
Have you looked into anything enough?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think I know the answer to anything. I think everything's out there. I formulated an opinion.
Is that copyright infringement?
I downloaded a podcast the other day with some climate change expert talking to people, having a smart people conversation.
Was it a Joe Rogan podcast?
No, it was Sam Harris, I think.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Like, nerds. Like, real intellectual. It was so boring. I was about to fucking smash my head into the wall. It was so boring. It was so hard to listen to.
I just don't want to live anymore.
But, like, there was, like, the parts I could force myself to listen to made me agree with the fact, which was the opinion that I kind of already had, that humans are probably impacting climate change.
We're probably fucking some stuff up.
It's certainly not helping.
Mm.
So that's kind of the opinion I'm going to go with.
Yeah,
But I feel like that, which I consider to be like an hour of my life looking into it.
But you also, yeah, well, that's
not other, much effort.
The other thing to, I suppose, partially take into consideration, is the thought's gone and I've completely forgotten what I was about to say.
Jordan, that might be crazy.
Yeah, can you do that for a minute while I think about what I was trying to say?
No, I want you to
listen. Oh, it depends who's paying for the studies. It's like when the science, they used to, you know, now I'm delving into conspiracy theory.
Wait a second, something's happened. Uh-oh. What's happened?
Matt fucked right up.
No, the recording.
Yeah, no, you didn't really. You just flicked to a different page, which like it's like having an Excel spreadsheet open. Put it that way.
This is why people have been sending us dirty doctor requests, questioning whether we are part of the Illuminati.
Oh, we did have one of those, didn't we?
I've answered.
Have we put this on the podcast?
No, we haven't spoken about it. One of the dirty doctor requests. By the way, we only have like 6 questions, and like as a young boy, I have many fond memories of reading Dolly Doctor.
Allegedly, my friends.
Of borrowing my sister's. Dolly Doctor was the funniest thing I've read in my life.
Yeah, I know. It's like, really good wank material.
Well, that's not where I was going with it.
Did I say that out loud?
I remember reading it as a kid, like as a 12, 13-year-old kid, and going, "How come people are so stupid?"
Really?
Well, they were asking questions that I probably shouldn't have known the answer to as a 12-year-old, but I certainly knew the answer to.
All boys school.
Yeah, even more weird than I figured it out. I should have been an expert on half the questions. But anyway, so we've got we've got Dirty Doctor, which is basically the same thing. 2 unqualified idiots answer all your questions.
Yeah.
So head over to our website. Click, there's multiple places you can click, but it's...
Don't click the link at the bottom.
No, I changed it.
Yeah, I know, but just don't click it anyway.
Oh, don't click it under any circumstances.
Don't click the link.
We tell you 100%. Do not scroll to the bottom of the Dirty Doctor responses and click the link that says
do not click this link.
Under any circumstances.
Because do you know what it'll do? It'll make your dad question your sexuality.
Dad already questions my sexuality.
That's a worry.
I don't know. I just said that. I thought that was a funny filler. He probably doesn't.
Maybe he does.
He's never questioned me directly.
Well, there were some discrepancies.
Oh, dear. My grandpa used to call me Nancy because I got my ear pierced. I reckon for 6 months he referred to me as Little Miss. In every conversation, I was a miss because I got my ear pierced.
That's brilliant.
Oh, oh, it's a different generation.
I wish I was born in the 20s sometimes.
I thought it was hilarious. But then I've had...
You're a lady.
I'm the opposite of what it means to have confidence issues.
You know those people that are shy? Yeah, the opposite of that.
Oh, no, I'm shy.
Oh.
Incredibly shy.
You know those people that are incompetent, not to be confused with incompetent.
Incompetent? Is that a word?
I don't know.
Incompetent. Aren't you, like, not confident? Isn't that, like, 2 separate words?
I think you can be inconfident. I don't know. Maybe I'll Google it later.
If anyone knows the answer...
If anyone's still listening...
...to the question that I'm pretty sure of, that inconfident isn't a word, please reach out to us at any of our available channels.
Anyway, back to what I was talking about.
When we're doing a Matt Might Be Crazy?
Yeah. We're going to do a Matt Might Be Crazy now.
What you were talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about you doing a Matt Might Be Crazy.
So, Matt's might be crazy, Jay. I've completely strayed from the format. I'm just going to say things.
Oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. Right, I've got my eyes closed. I've read it. I've got my listening ears on.
All right, listen to me. Today's one is one of the most controversial topics.
I've opened my eyes.
And I've found a way to make it non-controversial.
I've closed my eyes again.
The reason it's very controversial is it's genealogy that makes people act certain ways. Very controversial in today's
is day and really? Age.
Very controversial to say...
Oh, are you talking about gays?
No, I'm not talking about gays. I'm talking about it's very controversial to suggest that someone's genealogy may impact their
just
behavior.
Just for the people at home that don't know what genealogy means?
Everyone knows what genealogy means. Your DNA. Everyone did year 4 science. You don't know what genealogy means, do you?
No. your genes. I'm assuming that it means that your genetics, like...
Yeah.
Like, you make your disposition to things.
You have something innate within you that causes an outcome. It's very controversial at the moment.
Okay, so it's like nature versus nurture.
Kind of.
To a degree. So
it's like the nature.
Your genes make you do it, or the environment that you were raised in make you do it? One or the other.
It's not one or the other. It's just the nature part of that conversation. There's no reason there can't be nature and nurture.
Okay.
There's cool. For instance, you can have the genealogy or the genome that makes your propensity to getting cancer
higher,
but and not then get through cancer. Yeah. The environment itself causes it, either turns that gene on or not.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool. And that's the limit of my understanding.
Okay. Cool.
But the way I've made it non-controversial,
right,
is the one I'm talking about is about men, and in my head, they're white men. So perfectly acceptable targets.
I feel like that in that sentence made it controversial. But anyway, carry on.
Why?
Carry on.
You can say what you want about dudes.
That's sexist. Racist.
You can say...
That's sexist and racist.
You can say...
Well done. You've done it, James.
Tell me the last time someone said something controversial about a guy. About men in general.
Trump.
No, men in general. Tell me the last time you can remember when someone made a broad generalization about men and it was met with criticism.
People do. I told you before that you were not man enough to apologize.
And no one's ever upset about that.
Yes, they are.
I personally was upset about that. You can say, you can make broad sweeping statements about men however you want and people don't get upset. You're still allowed to. The time is ticking.
This is the whole red pill thing, isn't it? No. Why is it still women and why is it women and children? Men's lives don't matter as much.
No, I think they're a bunch of sad old dudes. Some of them had some good points, but they're a bunch of saddos.
No, but it's anyway.
And here, you take me off topic.
Yeah,
you take me.
I was talking to the guy from Headspace about this the other day.
You're trying to cause controversy.
Do you want to know something? Do you want to know something horrible?
Sure.
Not only I almost made a horrendous joke when he said this. But I didn't. But I'll probably make it now.
Oh, well.
Not only...
I'll just think you're a bad person.
Not only is it constantly... Like, obviously, suicide mental health awareness is a massive, massive focus everywhere at the moment.
But rightly so.
Of course. One of the biggest issues and something that the guy, like people at Headspace and this guy I was talking to are trying to educate people around is that while in... You know, you, without being horrible, in the news you see a lot about... teenagers, especially females, having those issues. It's something like one in five men between 18 and 40 will attempt suicide, and the rate of success, if you will, like
men get the job done, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So not I'll just only come in. Yeah. So basically,
this yeah.
I see the joke like the sarcastic horrible joke.
Well, let's not be making
jokes. Is on the tip of my tongue, and I actually that's you know what, I've hit my point. I can't.
You know what? I don't think that's necessary.
No,
I'm upset.
I don't
even
imply necessary. I don't think it's necessary.
This is not.
It is horrendous that he was just saying that for you know to pick an arbitrary figure out say. 40% of women who attempt suicide succeed, and something like 98% of men who attempt it succeed. Honestly, it got to this point in the conversation, and I just went, yeah, shit. Like, we need to do something, anything. And I think it's as good a time as any. You know, this week we had Are You OK Day. We posted a little bit about it. I know the guys from the Chop Shop posted some stuff about it as well, but it's such a huge issue, and I wish I had the answer for it, but if you're listening to this at the moment and you've had a shitty day or you've had a shitty thought and you want to talk to someone, send us a message.
Preferably call an expert, but if you don't feel comfortable with that, we're more than happy to talk to anyone. I was in such a playful mood, and now
I'm still no. I'll snap back out of it. I just suddenly remembered that. Then I'm like, shit. It's a relevant week to talk about it. It shouldn't be a week. It should be any time you're feeling shit. Everyone should just be nice to everyone and ask if you're okay. But it was Are You Okay Day this week, and there was a lot of media attention around it, so I guess that's what got us talking about it.
I feel bad now that we spent the first half hour of this podcast having fun, and now we're talking about this.
Why?
Because I should be talking about this all the time. This is very... Now it sounds like I'm being a dickhead.
Yeah, no, you're not. I can actually... You know what I mean? For once, I can tell from your tone that you're not being a dickhead.
Yeah.
No, we should talk about... But...
Now I feel like I'm wasting my time with nonsense.
No, not at all. Because some people might listen to this nonsense and it'll give them a chuckle and make them feel better. That's where I was getting back to with the animals versus whatchamacallit page. And you would... And I could tell in your tone when you spoke about it. And I get it. Like, I'm a bit jealous too. It's like, fuck. They just made funnies on the internet. And now they've got 100,000 people following them. And we've got 1,000. Yeah. Like, why? We're trying to post...
That's an over-exaggeration.
Yeah, we're trying to post meaningful, relevant things.
But we're not. We're posting mainly nonsense. And then we're trying to trick people into watching our meaningful stuff. That's my plan. I'm trying to post funny stuff 90% of the time. And then when people are looking, like, boom. If you're in trouble, give us a call. I want to trick people into having
feelings. Yeah, see, that's not... I'm more of the, like... Well, you know... Well, this is where you and I differ. And that's because you're running so much more of the Instagram side of stuff. And I get that Instagram is visual. It needs to be funny. Like, to be brutally honest, all Instagram is a tool to direct people to our actual content.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the thing is...
To build brand.
You've got to come at it from two perspectives. Is it more valuable to create something that 6 people see that's always meaningful?
Or to
create something with the goal to do both,
where
you end up getting 100,000 people seeing it, and then you don't show them as much meaningful stuff, but they might see the meaningful thing.
Is that at some point?
How wide enough? Like when an ugly dude's trying to get laid.
Okay.
It's that strategy.
Yeah.
Do you try your hardest to get with the 10 out of 10?
And be a really nice guy.
Or do you realise that you're just an ugly old dude?
And you throw the net out real wide.
Talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And hopefully...
You at least, get a 3 or a 4.
That's my strategy.
Okay.
It sounds... I don't know what to say.
No, but I know... I understand your sentiment. If the people that... Is that an like Adelaide-based or Australia-based? Or do you know who... Like, where it's run from, that Adelaide...
What's run?
Adelaide meme... Oh, Adelaide versus... Sorry, animal versus scenario page.
Imagine it's not from Adelaide.
Well, I didn't know whether that made it more relevant. I saw that a lot of people that you and I both know mutually have been...
Everyone has. 120,000 people in 3 days have liked it.
I didn't.
Yeah?
I hadn't heard about it. I had no idea until you brought it up, and then I actually physically searched it. And I was like, haha, this is like the horse question I ask people. Or like, you know, would you rather sit on a cake and eat dick or sit on a dick and eat cake? Like, my mind works in intriguing ways. That only works for dudes. Well, straight dudes.
Why?
Well, because what girl wouldn't want to sit on a dick and eat cake?
I feel like you look at me like I'm the one that's going to say some shit. And you say more shit than me off the cuff.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah, but I don't feel like I do. That's the problem. Whenever you put me under pressure and say like, hey, say one of those random quirky things that you do, I just go, I can't think of anything.
I think you're more controversial than me. I just have more a realistic view about how controversial I am.
I don't understand what that means, but okay.
I think you hold more... Like, I think I always accuse you of being a hippie.
Yeah.
And I'm always the hard ass.
Yeah.
I think I'm more of a hippie.
Oh.
I think I have more like leftist, for lack of a better word, views than you do. I speak with more like politically correct terms and more acknowledgement.
Depends who I'm talking to. When I'm talking to you, I forget that there's a microphone on and I just speak my mind.
You talk with a bit as the President of the United States would say, it's locker room talk.
Yeah, I just don't put my... I put a filter on when I go talk to other people. But that's what I like most about the people close to me. Like, I just say dumb shit and they know that most of the time I'm not being horrible. I'm just saying dumb shit for a reaction.
I think that's what I have the biggest problem with the world today, is that you have to put a filter on.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. That's why I don't like...
Yeah.
That's why I don't try and put it on for this, because I'm just talking to my mate Matt, and there's a microphone here.
So, like, I think there's...
Oh, you're worried about people fucking hunting you down in the street.
No, not really, because I don't know how to fight.
You've got a sprinter's legs, man. You'll be all right.
I can't run. No, I think the world would be a much nicer place if people didn't filter themselves so much. Like,
yeah.
There's certainly a time and a place. Like, you know, if you're at a funeral...
Yeah. Maybe. Don't, like we said, don't be unnecessarily horrible.
Yeah.
I won't do... I unless someone has really upset or hurt, probably not even me, but somebody that I care about, then I'll do or say something to try and hurt them. But other than that, like, if I say something and offend someone, I'm the first one to be like, oh, sorry, like, I didn't actually mean to offend you. And if I did, I'm sorry, because I was doing it for a reaction. And if that makes me a bad person, then fuck it, I'm ruined.
Yeah, you have educated me, and I realise the error of my ways, and I understand.
Yeah.
Or, shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or, you're an arsehole.
Yeah.
What I see a lot of the time...
I think Luke was talking about this, wasn't he?
It's like, most of the people I see that are on their high horse aren't...
Being offended.
Aren't, like, on the horse, if that makes sense. I'm trying to think of an example that's not going to cause a shitstorm. All right. Imagine, okay, say I was on my high horse about how people that are over 6'2" are treated. They're not treated well.
Really?
I'm not 6'2", so I shouldn't be the one that's more upset. The dude that's 6'2" should be the one that's pissed off.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of the people that take shit too far...
Yeah, okay, yeah. The people that are not the actual minority.
And
yeah.
It might be a bit of what you were saying before, is people are much more likely to stand up... Well, good people generally try to stand up for others more than they stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
But there's also a certain element of virtual signaling. It's like, I get a good pat on the back if I sprout this.
Oh, it's your whole voting thing all over again.
Yeah.
Like the conversation you were having earlier about voting yes or no.
Some people want acceptance.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do whatever to get like
and which is a problem, because then people pick a side. Ultimately, those people are trying to pick a side.
Well, those people don't have any convictions. They don't care about the issue. They care about likes and attention.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Like, they're the same type of people that would be, like, super on the Nazis' point of view if the Nazi was the popular view of the time.
Because they want that acceptance, though, because of something that they're lacking, because they're...
But that's scary to me, because it doesn't, like... Because they're not thinking for themselves. They're not going... I completely agree. This is the outcome I come from. They're like,
this is what everyone's telling me.
I want people to love me. This is the right thing to do. This is what I should go along with it. And it's like, all it needs is for public opinion to shift to something that isn't good. And all of a sudden you're on the wrong side of things. Like, I happen to agree with them in this instance.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I agree with their thinking patterns.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I assume you're referring to the yes or no vote there.
I'm referring to a few extreme examples.
Yeah.
Which also comes back to some of the other stuff I've said in the past. Is there's a small minority of people, regardless of your viewpoint, that fuck it up for the rest of them.
Yeah.
Is that they have their opinions, and funnily enough, most people have an opinion, and if it doesn't directly affect them, they don't go sprouting it to everyone that'll speak to them, unless they run a podcast.
Yeah.
They keep it to themselves. Is that the people that are most likely to bring shit up are the people that are most likely to be crazy. Because they have a strong opinion one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, you're crazier than me.
I'm pretty mad.
See, that worries me as well, because sometimes, like, on the other side of the fence, I think this, I was talking to Dad about it the other day, like, you know how you get people that are super passionate about stuff, that devote themselves to, like, one thing?
Yeah.
And I just don't get that.
I do, I just decided that thing is my family and me. I've been like that.
Okay, well, I'm like that then.
But... I've been like that as a little kid. I'm like, honestly, once my family and my, like, is secure, then I'll go save a fucking penguin. Until I've sorted out that direct problem,
yeah,
I don't have time for the fucking penguins. I'm sorry, penguins. Look after yourself.
Yeah, but like BJJ, that's a thing you devote a lot of time and attention to.
That I get a direct benefit for me and my family for. I'm a much better person since I started doing training martial arts than I was beforehand.
I did not think about it like that.
Yeah. It's like everything for me relates back to making myself a better person and making a better life for my family. I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but I've been like that since I was a little kid.
Yeah, no, it's me too, because that's why I get confused by people that are so like...
They don't have anything. Or their priorities are wrong.
Makes so much more sense now.
Because, like, Like, if you see someone that's, like, the one thing for me is the people that make millions and millions of dollars and then pull the plug, get out of the trap, and realize, you know what, I've got more than enough money that I need, and then start up a foundation trying to help other people.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, me
too. I get that. But then I see the other side of things, like Justin Wren.
Don't know who that is, but okay.
MMA fighter. He's back fighting now, but he basically pulled the plug, moved to Africa, and started building wells, making an actual difference. Yeah. Not sending messages on Facebook. Moved to Africa, got out a shovel, and started digging wells so that people could have water.
Probably used a digger.
Yeah, practical solutions, though.
Hmm.
Like, that side of the fence as well. I'm like, I can respect that, is you devote your life and do something about it.
That's pretty cool.
But if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to actually put your money where your mouth is. And shut the fuck up and do it.
Like, stop swearing.
Ooh, but I'm very passionate.
If you're not going to put your money where your mouth is, then shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your Matt Might Be Crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like this conversation has done what my brain does every 15 seconds.
It's gone all over the place.
It's gone all over the fucking shop.
We have,
all I'm thinking about right now is that I need to marinate some lamb chops.
If we haven't pissed everyone off, it would be amazing.
I don't know. We've had some good content.
I think we've touched into areas that most people agree with to one extent or another, but you're almost not allowed to say in public forums at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't consider us to have particularly extreme views one way or another.
No.
And as I was saying before, I think I'm quite a reasonable person, and I think most of my views, like I believe in freedom.
Yeah.
Like regardless of what we're talking about, like
America.
I generally believe you should be allowed to do whatever you want if it's not hurting anyone.
Yep. Yeah.
And most of the things we've touched on today, I don't think is really hurting anyone.
So
go for it.
Hmm.
But yeah, Matt Might Be Crazy. So what it is, again, I heard these people talking about, and they were talking about there's a gene that's been recognized. And I don't know if it's the same one. I watched a documentary once. They called it the psychopath gene.
Yes, you've spoken to me about this before.
Bit misleading. It really should have been the aggressive gene.
Yep.
But it was anyway, it was a gene where they found that gives you more propensity to being aggressive.
Okay.
They did studies on a lot of people that were in jail for violent offences, and funnily enough, a lot of people had this genome.
Okay. Yep.
Then the main researcher that was doing all the research found out he had the gene as well.
Oh dear.
So like, the outcome was, is like, it's, you know, if you're going to take it philosophical, is that, you know, just because you have this doesn't mean you're going to be a bad person.
Yeah.
Fast forward, this other one I heard about, might not even be the same thing, but they sound similar, is that they're talking about, they've identified a gene that makes men more aggressive, or gives them a more propensity to aggression. And then they were talking about the effect of that, and they were saying that without getting a blood test and doing the test for this gene, is the way that that gene expresses itself, is a lot of the time is you see 2-year-old men that are super aggressive. So they're hurting people, assaulting things with violence.
Being a little, yeah.
And what they were saying is that by the time you're 4, 6 years old.
4, 6?
Like 4 to 6.
Yeah.
By the time you reach about that age, by social norms and why you've been, if you've been raised right, they've bred that out of you.
Okay.
And then he was saying that those people, again, this is vast generalizations and the science isn't conclusive, is that those people are really good positive members of societies. Those people are your warriors. Those people are your people that are supposed to stand up and protect other people. It's because they have that enhanced aggression. Same thing with dogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they say, you know, the aggressive drive dogs.
Yeah.
They're the ones that get put down, and they're the ones that make good guard dogs. It's because they have that hyperactive aggressive.
Yeah.
This is not what they said. This is me contextualizing it in my head.
Okay.
But
so is this Matt Might Be Crazy still?
Well, it's just I'm going to talk about things and that might be crazy.
So you've literally completely changed it from you asking me about something and me saying whether you're crazy or not.
To well, you no, just... you can tell me if I'm crazy or not after this thing, but also okay. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, but you've already justified this. You've already worked this out in your head, I can tell.
No, I haven't finished.
You know I'm going to agree.
I know what how I feel about everything I bring up. I don't care if you agree. It's just a funny segment.
Well, not anymore. It's dark.
So anyway, yeah, well, you ruined it. Anyway, so I was thinking about that, and I heard it, and it resonated with me, because I remember, like, many conversations I've had with Mum, who told me about how she hated taking me to playgroup, because I kept hurting everyone.
So basically, you've decided you're a warrior.
No, I decided that I
might roundabout way, you've got the warrior gene.
No, because that's the good outcome. I'm not convinced I got the good outcome. I hope I got the good outcome. But I convinced myself that I have that, whatever that genome is, without doing a blood test because of my actions.
Get the blood test done.
Well, I don't have a couple grand and I don't know the scientists that are doing it.
If the scientists that are doing it are listening to this podcast, reach out. We've got a test subject for you. I think we've got a positive match.
That is something I want to do, though. I want to do that
genome test. Yeah, we spoke about this last podcast.
Well, then, enough said.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get it done.
On our GoFundMe page, we're getting a microphone and Matt and I are getting our DNA tested.
Why don't we just get our DNA tested? Why don't we need people to pay for everything all the time?
I don't know. It seems like I feel like no one's listening anymore. So I'm hoping by like saying, telling people to do things as a direct action. I just want to see if anyone actually does any of the stuff that we've said to do.
I think we're on Today Tonight already with half the shit you've said.
I hope so. Bring it on, Sandra Sully. So
the recap, just to say the things that James was saying before the podcast and after the podcast.
Okay.
Women.
What about them?
Not as good as men. I heard you directly say that on the podcast.
That was dark. you took it straight there. Okay. Carry on.
Oh, shit. I forgot. No, I was just trying to say I'm funny. I forgot that you actually did.
Well, Matt's just realised that he's walked himself right into a classic K4K situation.
We're definitely on Today Tonight.
We're on a fucking watch list, I'll tell you that.
Sometimes I do this podcast and I really hope people aren't listening. But hey, you know, the whole thing is supposed to be an honest conversation between
a couple of mates.
Couple people. I'm no god.
Maybe.
I'm no angel.
I'm definitely no angel.
Is that a song?
I've got an angel on my shoulder, but a devil's in my head. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, I've no. I've got but an
angel
that...
on my shoulder, but a devil... I think it's Nickelback.
I don't think it's Nickelback.
Oh, dear. Anyway, go to our GoFundMe page.
I don't know where to go from here now, though.
No, it's done. Cut it from go to our GoFundMe page.
Nah, it's not. We've got to have consistency.
Consistency is the key.
I did lots of research. I did a little.
What's inconsistent now?
I did. Well, I was about to explain that before you didn't listen and you jumped in.
Ah, okay, carry on.
I did an online
course. So can you explain to me what it is?
You know, oh shit, okay, I'll change what I was saying. I'll do that. I'll answer that question then. Instead.
Good, thank you.
I was listening to an online course. Well, yep. This one had a video attached. I did an online course about Ooh. Podcasts.
You got a qualification? Yeah.
I am qualified. Took me 20 minutes. Is you have to be consistent. And one of the things it said is consistent show length. So we consistently go for about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. It's 59 minutes. Well, we've just gone to an hour.
Okay.
So just because you don't feel like doing it anymore. Because this happened a few times. Hit about an hour. You're like, done. People can't see stupid looks.
I'm not giving you a stupid
look. You have to talk.
I think that an hour is long enough.
An hour is long enough, but we don't do an hour. We do an hour and 15 to an hour and 30. That's what it is now.
No, but that's... Nah. See, now I think that's silly. I think that's the whole glass bottle versus plastic bottle thing. You're saying, no, we've got to do another 15. Even if the 15 minutes is completely fucking useless.
Well, it won't be useless. Your heart's not. Your attention span is about an hour.
Yeah, my heart's not an hour.
This always happens. We go for an hour, and then we stop for a bit.
My heart's just not
an hour. We go on a tangent. Well, why don't you go make us another drink real quickly, and I'm going to dazzle the mums.
Okay.
How long do you think you can take?
How long do I think... Actually, you want this to go for an hour and 15, you said, right? I'll be back in 13 and a half minutes, everyone.
I don't think I have 30 seconds worth of stuff to talk about. Oh, I was going to say, give me a subject.
All right, wait there. No. Before I walk away, I'm going to go into this little bad boy here, which is my phone. And have a look at the last things that I Googled.
The last thing you Googled?
Unfortunately, was the protein powder pizza base.
Oh, I can talk about that for 2 minutes. Okay. You've got 2 minutes. You should know how long that is.
Your wife does. Oh, snap!
Yeah, it's not really funny if you just take my joke and make it obvious.
I have a wife.
So, we stopped off to get protein pizza bases tonight. Don't have a lot to say about it because we haven't made them yet. I saw them on the internet the other day and I went, oh, that's a good idea. And then I looked at it and you have to like bake them yourself, which really seems like a hassle. And then we were out having coffee today, having a business meeting with a cafe owner, young cafe owner, kicking goals, doing business, loved it. And afterwards, James got it into his head. So the thing with James is he's like lightning. You can't contain him. He's just going to do whatever he feels like doing. And if you try and control him, you try and steer him in any kind of direction, you're just going to get angry. It's just going to piss you off. So we're out and about. He's taking his time. He's all over the place. He's basically being James. He's screwed everything up imaginable. He's not in the room. I'm just going to badmouth him a lot. Anyway, so we're trying to do things. Not only to me, he's just turned down the road. I don't know where he is. He's driving. And he's just going the wrong direction. Feels like the wrong direction, but we're out in his way. I don't really know where we are. And he just pulls in to like a grocery store. I'm like, what are you doing, mate? Like, we're supposed to be going to doing the podcast. I've got commitments. I've got things to do. I've got to go home and make dinner. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to run in and get this pizza base. No research. Doesn't know if it's in the store. Just guessing. We'd been in this situation once before as we were making dinner and we're walking around a Woolworths one time. For our international listeners, a Woolworths is like a shopping centre that has a shopping food grocery store, whatever you call them. And he's like, oh, I'm going to get this protein pizza base I saw on the internet. Why would it be in Woolworths? Of course it wasn't there. He's hassling the people that work there. He's a 15-year-old kid that just wants to bloody go home, play his video games, and creepy old dudes hassling him. He's doing that, wandering around, wasted 10 minutes of my life, and lo and behold, when we finally got to the section, of course they don't have this random pizza base that he found on the internet. So anyway, he's tried to do it to me again without telling me. We're supposed to be going to record a podcast and he's just pulled in to this local store. And yep, he's wandering around and okay, at least he had done the research. This place had it. So I suppose good up to him for that or whatever you want to say. Good on him for that, for actually it having the store. But no communication. Just kind of wandered into a store, you know, wasting my time, wasting my life. So we've got this protein pizza base that we can try tonight and let everybody know how it went. James is back. I probably could have spoken for 15 minutes. I said nothing but nice things about you. It worked out beautifully. Are you ready to sit down and rejoin our podcast?
Yes.
Would you promise me that you won't say anything dark?
Okay.
Can you hurry up, mate? Like, honestly.
Just want to shut the door,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. This is such bad listening. Everyone, we have a podcast you love to hate. Or you hate to love. They love to
oh,
hate.
No, hate to love.
I think everyone loves this podcast, but you'd be so easy to bitch about us.
Well, yeah. Have you met us?
That's pretty much us.
Ah, oh, too much ice, mate. Too many tinkly noises.
If you enjoy having a good bitch, we're good friends to have.
Nah. I prefer to call it a vent.
Yeah, vent. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Well, I don't know. We're not bitching about anyone.
A venti.
Does that mean... What does that mean? Small?
Venti is like... Well, it means large in Italian.
No, it doesn't.
It means 20. It means 20.
Yeah. Oh, 20 ounces. Yeah. Because yeah. Large is grande. I remember year 4 Italian.
I did Italian in uni.
Yeah, what, for 2 weeks?
I came in, I'll tell you a story. This, okay, here's a map that might be crazy for you.
Okay.
I'll tell you a story. I did Italian in uni, mm-hmm. And like you said, I didn't rock up for the first 8 weeks.
Like, I was only there for 10.
Sidebar, you pointed out that the ice is annoying. You are putting the ice right next to my
microphone. Oh, sorry, I thought that I'd just put that behind me. I'm losing my mind.
So yeah, so as I missed the first 8 weeks of uni.
Mm-hmm.
So this was probably week 10. So I'd been to maybe 2 Italian classes.
Well, you'd missed the first 8 weeks.
And it's class 10.
Right.
I've probably...
been going for a week.
2 classes.
Yes.
Anyway, I come in so hungover. And it was a test.
Ooh.
So I'm sitting at my desk. We're at the first quarter semester test or whatever you call it. It's probably the end of term 1. I don't know. I don't even know if uni has terms. Anyway, it's the first test... It's my, like, first or second class because I just haven't rocked up. Come in, so hungover. Obviously happened to study. Sat down and just like started answering the test,
mm-hmm.
doing it, doing whatever. Like I've just finished. I don't know how much of this story is me making it up in my head and my memory and how much of this actually happened. But I remember I got like halfway through and I realized it was in Italian. I remember this. I was like, I read parts of it and I'm just like, oh, it's just, you know, you're just hungover and you're just like half paying attention.
Oh, whatever.
I'm like, you know, filling my name in, I'm doing the parts and I'm like, tick the box and doing some stuff. And I'm like, hold on a minute. This isn't English. Because I obviously came to a word I didn't understand. Because Italian's pretty easy to guess.
Yeah.
Like, you can read Italian.
Did you pass the exam?
Yeah. I passed Italian.
You didn't finish.
No, I did 6 months. I passed the first semester.
Yeah.
I did 6 months twice of uni. I got high distinctions. I just failed for not rocking up to enough classes.
That's nonsense.
Exactly. Well, I've had this rant before.
Yeah.
They should have just given me the keys to the school. If I was them, I would have sent Elon Musk and Bill Gates a message and say, mate, we've got one.
Google, is that you? You're not big yet, but you're going to want this guy. I think it is interesting how the brain... I'd like to... It's another one of those things that I'll put on my list of things to probably never look at. But teaching kids a second language from a young age, I'm pretty sure... I'd be interested to see the studies in like how it affects learning and like the way that your brain works.
People who learn a second language, kids who have a second language, perform better on all of the known tests of life.
Really?
Yes.
So there's one for you.
People who learn a second language, kids who learn a second language, perform better across multiple success markers in life.
So if you really want to give your kid a head start,
have a dad. That's the best one.
Yeah, have a dad and then...
Have an active male role model is the number one.
Preferably have them speak a different language also.
So, what you need to do, ladies, is go bang a dude that doesn't speak English. Right this second. Also, simple player.
I was just about to say that. Oh, damn it. You beat me to my own punchline that I was making you walk me into. Wait,
jump in.
Jump in where? I'm gone.
I've given you a little underhand throw. Hit it out of the park.
Vous avez beaucoup chien? Avez what? C'est quoi?
I don't know what that means. I just speak Spanish.
Cosy. Petit miam. It's French for yum yum.
So, we haven't talked about the challenge.
I mentioned it. I said we were through week one.
Let's talk about the challenge quickly. And then I'm going to put, we talk about the challenge.
Oh, we know the challenge.
I'm going to put, we're talking about the challenge.
The challenge was last podcast.
We
should talk.
We've got to keep it running.
Well, actually.
An update. And then I'm going
to
put.
No, actually, we didn't on the, I don't think, because I didn't listen back. I don't think we actually, did we talk about the winner has to do a party for the.
Like, I can't remember. I was drunk.
All right. We may or may not have told you last week or whenever we released it. But the three of us now.
No, let's start. Okay. Explain the challenge.
No, you explain.
For the new listeners. No, you do it.
So last week we were doing a podcast with our friend Todd. Todd's a vegan and he wanted to... Oh shit, oh no, I didn't say his last name. I thought I'd completely ruined everything. He is a vegan. He wanted to show us, if you will, that... Well, he wanted to do a 12-week challenge.
What an excuse. Like, he realised
he chucked on a couple of kgs and he's a naturally... He's Aryan. We'll put it that way. He's got the...
Wow! Wow.
What, 6'3", blonde hair, blue eyes?
Wow, okay.
It's an easy way to explain it.
Well,
he's genetically gifted. His genetic disposition is...
Wow.
This is why I asked you to explain it.
Digging. I'm going to jump in.
Hand me a shovel.
I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
But I'm going to make the prefaces that everything you've just said, don't agree with, not associated with me. So he's a good-looking lad. He's the type of dude that I'm sure puts on muscle quite easily and doesn't put on and puts on fat very difficultly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I feel like he can maintain lean muscle easily, but he can't bulk. He would struggle to bulk up. The few times that he's tried to body build, if you will, he struggled. He's more of a...
That's because he's vegan. He's not getting any protein.
No. Is it fitness models that are really like...
Bodybuilders.
Yeah, he's got that. Like, he can...
Fitness model, yeah.
Yeah, he can do that really well. But if you were to say to him, like, okay, we want to drastically increase your muscle mass, he would have more trouble doing it. Whereas you and I, you want to put on some fat, no worries. But you want to put on some muscle, we'll do that pretty easily too and drop some fat. So
we've got so far off topic.
Mesomorph, ectomorph, endomorph, whatever.
You're supposed to be explaining the challenge.
You go back to talking.
So anyway, he wanted, I think he wanted an excuse or a reason or something to attach to it.
A bit of drive.
To make some changes, which I completely respect. We got drunk. We decided to challenge him to a challenge.
Well, he said that he was going to do a 12-week challenge as a vegan and prove to everyone that you can get shredded as a vegan, which was fair
enough. Of course, you don't get enough calories. I would imagine you would get shredded. Oh, the whole point of it is I'm just going to, like...
Last week, when the vegan was here, Matt was very diplomatic. This week, he's being a goggle box.
Yeah, I was being honest last week. This week, I'm just being a dick.
Okay.
Being honest. I just think it's funny to take pot shots.
Yeah, well, it's easy when they're not here to defend themselves.
Bit of rivalry. I'll message him right now.
Go on, then.
Yeah.
He's not.
That's bad
for
listening.
For the record, he's not.
Messaging him.
Because he is a...
Chicken shit.
Yeah.
Nah.
Anyway, challenge...
Well, I don't like being rude to people's face. It's much nicer to talk bad about them behind their back.
to all the people living in the dead... Anyway.
Yeah, so we are doing a 3-way challenge, 12 weeks. The loser... We're making things politically correct. Second place gets a participation award. There's no positive and there's no negative. But hey, good job, you.
Well, the positive would be that you've made the active change and you've bettered yourself. But then I suppose you get that for third place.
Like all silver medalists, you get nothing.
What do bronze medalists get?
They're the loser.
Okay, Steve.
What are you talking about that for?
That's a mean thing to say.
Why?
Bronze medal, you still got to try hard.
Yeah.
Although, out of three.
You tried real hard and you came last out of three. And there was no prerequisite for getting in this competition.
Mm.
So, by my theory, you didn't try as hard as the other two people because you came last out of three people. And you had no prerequisites for getting in. No effort prior to the day we started to join the challenge. So everyone's equal on day one, and you finished last, so you're the worst.
Of those three people.
Of those three people.
Okay.
So that loser, and I think that's what we'll call them, the person who loses this challenge, don't get on your phone. That's terrible.
You're messaging a woman, aren't you?
God.
Can you just keep talking for a minute?
Terrible.
Just because you lock yours up at home.
I don't message people while I'm on the podcast, because that's rude to everyone. And it's why you're going to come last in this challenge.
Okay.
Anyway, the loser.
I'm trying to get in my head. It's not going to work.
I don't need to get in your head. I know you're going to lose.
I'm going to shit in your letterbox.
Yeah. Well, still losing. So the loser of the challenge has to throw a party, which everyone is invited to, in the winner's honour. The person who loses the challenge has to do a speech.
Written by the winner,
and probably the second place is going to have some digs in there too. They have to read what's put in front of them, within reason. But we're all pretty reasonable. They have to read what was put in front of them in the speech, and they are dressed by the winner. And whatever arbitrary, like basically you're going to have a shit night, and I'm sure we'll come up with more shit before now and the end of the challenge and after the challenge. Basically, the person who loses, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And you got to pay for it. You got to pay to embarrass yourself.
that's the most upsetting bit.
You're having a party. It's like the opposite of a birthday party. You have to pay for a party where
you don't want to go to.
And the surprising thing is we've already got quite a few people that are playing along at home. I think I can think of four.
Who?
Well, I don't want to name and shame because the point of it is that we're doing the challenge and you can play along at home.
What's playing along at home?
You do the challenge, but you're anonymous. You don't have to take the before photos. You don't have to take the after photos. It's just, here's a little kickstart for you to be healthy for the next 12 weeks.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, I know three of the four people you're talking about.
Yeah, probably. I don't have to keep it as a secret from you. I just don't want to blast them out on the podcast because the whole point...
Then people will know that there's then... Doing, yeah.
You know, the whole thing is everyone's safe to play along at home and they've got no stakes in the game if they fail.
Cheese.
Yeah, no, I've thought about that too.
Cheese.
So we also had a question. But do you want to finish the challenge? You finish the challenge, I'll look up the question word for word.
Okay.
We'll give you an update. It's your week update.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be writing a blog about it. Basically, yeah, we haven't heard... Well, I did say this at the beginning. We've done this already. We haven't heard anything from Todd. Don't know where he's gone.
Give us your update. You've heard from you. How'd you go this week?
Oh, shit house.
fucking hell.
I've had a terrible week. Matt came over and made me feel good by telling me I look muscular, but I'm pretty sure he's just trying to get in my head so that I relax this week.
That was the only honest thing I've said to you.
Now I'm just confused. had a shit house week. Need to do some meal prep to try and give myself a kickstart week two. I started real strong. First day I was offered ice cream, potato salad and beer and I managed to say no to all three of them on the first day. But then the second day I had to host a morning tea, like there was lots of cakes.
Did you have a cake?
Nope.
What'd you eat?
Carrot sticks.
What'd you have though? Honestly. He's making faces. Like, honestly, like it's honest. This is supposed to be an honest podcast.
I can't remember.
Did you have something though?
Yeah.
What, like a cake?
Yeah.
Like a cookie?
Yeah.
Like a little chocky?
Yeah, just a little
chocky. So second day in, you've had a chocky. A
little bit of comfort food.
So yeah, second day in, you've had a little chocky.
Yeah. But I went for a couple walks, and I went and sort of half trained with the under 17s one night as well. So, you know, I didn't do nothing, but I only did marginally above the bare minimum.
Do you want to hear a little update from me?
Nope.
So...
Well, you're going to get one.
I had a real slack training week.
Yeah.
But I was pretty... I'm an extremist. I have an addictive personality and an extremist mentality. Like, I go hard to the detriment of everything around me.
Yeah. My marriage has fallen apart, but I've lost some weight.
So, yeah, I ate like a Nazi. My cheat meal was that I had lamb euros last night.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing I've been buying. Like, everything else has been, like, pre-prepared chicken and broccoli meals.
Yeah.
My biggest problem, as always, is alcohol. So I had 8 vodkas with soda, which I found is about 500 calories. There's a lot of calories.
So how many calories is Jameson's?
Probably. A little bit more. Brown spirits, a little bit more than white spirits. So, like, it's the best way you can drink, but the best way to drink is to not to drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck.
So, like,
why is alcohol so tasty?
So I've had... Probably with the Jamison I have with you today, I probably had like 700 extra calories that I didn't need, or 600 extra calories that I didn't need. But, and apart from that, I've eaten incredibly healthy.
Hmm.
Training wise, I did 2 jiu-jitsu sessions, 3 weight sessions, and 2 MMA sessions. So I was a bit slack. I missed 2 sessions this week, and I didn't go to yoga, so 3 sessions I missed this week.
That's not entirely slack.
This is my light week because I've got the nutritionist that I'm waiting to hear back from, as I'm like, and they're also chucking in me like a new weightlifting program.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because I'm a cute guy. So I'm like,
I went and had my blood test done. I went and got blood tests done because I want to have before and afters, and I've got a body fat analysis next week.
So I want to do that too, but I'm so scared of needles. I've only had 1 blood test, and that was when I had to have my fight, and I almost passed out. I had to lay down.
Why?
I'm scared of needles.
Just don't look, man.
And that's a family. No, I'm okay with needles now. I don't like them taking things from me.
When I went in, the lady that does the nurse that does the blood tests at my doctor's, right?
Funny already enough, would put me off.
What?
I want a fully qualified doctor to take my
blood. What, you want? Do you want someone that does it all day, every day, or someone that never does it and did it once or twice in medical school?
I want someone that went to uni.
I'm pretty sure nurses go to uni, man.
Now I want the nurse. for many reasons, I want the nurse.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're hot.
Most nurses, in my experience, know more than bloody doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, all I do, because she knows I hate needles, she's like, hey, how you going, rah, rah, starts talking to me about, again, here you go, here's an example of how much information I take in. She's dating the chef at the pub down the road from the doctor's surgery. They were going to see a chunky custard reunion.
Oh, chunky custard!
Yeah, literally, this is from a 2-minute conversation with a lady that's taken blood out of my arm. She asked me what I was up to. I said I was doing a blood test because I'm taking a 12-week challenge.
You're a talker.
And I wanted to do my before and after bloods. And she said that I didn't look like I needed to lose weight. And I said that's because I was wearing a shirt.
It's because everyone's fat.
She is fat.
I wouldn't say she was fat. I mean, like, the average is fat.
Mm.
There's an obesity epidemic.
The obesity epidemic of 2017. It was horrible. There was cheesecake and pork chops everywhere.
You can quite easily be better than average and still overweight.
True.
Very easily.
Yeah, very. Well, hello.
Yeah.
Anyway, completely forgotten what I was talking about. Blood test, got my blood needles. Test done. Oh, that's right. You don't like needles. I've actually just butted in on what you were talking about.
Yeah, so the nice man let me lay down after he took my blood. And it was... He did there all night. Nice. Like, because it was like, because he knew, like, he was the fight doctor. Like, he knew when I was there. I couldn't pretend that I was just getting a blood test. Like, he was testing me to fight. And he's like, oh, you'd be surprised how many fighters can't handle needles.
And like, is it just because you're worried that you might get told you're getting AIDS? You've got AIDS?
Nah. I've got a funny thing. Like, when I was young, I passed out a few times with the, when I got injected, like, got immunised.
You got immunised?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, man.
Why did you do that to me, Mum?
You're so autistic.
But yeah, no, I passed out a few... I apparently passed out once when I got immunised. And that's obviously the traumatic event that's imprinted in my brain. I just don't know what the reason was because I was a young child.
Yeah, I remember getting chased around the doctor's surgery screaming.
Well, it wasn't me. I passed out when my sister got immunised. So I'd already had my immunised. I was just in the room for some reason. I passed out and smashed my head. I smashed my head a lot. There's lots of stories as me as a child, I smashed my head.
Yeah. Which explains a lot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because they do have direct links between brain injuries and impulsive behaviour.
Yeah, right.
There's like, again, everything, there's studies for everything, but there certainly are studies that brain injury leads to impulsive, erratic behaviour.
Hmm.
Do you want to answer this question?
And yes.
Then let's do this turkey, because we've jumped.
Yeah.
Question. For the DCE podcast, we'd like more questions, same as we'd like more Dirty Doctor responses, but also, you guys are all assholes, so we've only got one, from a lovely person that we like very much.
Yeah, we like her a lot.
We like this person very, very much because they engage with us.
Yeah.
Is cheese okay to have when trying to lose weight? If yes, which ones are the best and which ones should I stay away from? I eat a lot of cheese.
I love it. The cheese is my one dairy thing that I'll eat.
So, short answer, sure. Cheese is very calorie dense, but it's the calories that I like to eat.
Yeah, so fat.
It's basically fat and protein. No, I think if you get the right cheese, it's like zero carbs, zero sugars. Yeah. Obviously, if you go get...
Like fancy incarcerated cheese, infused cheeses won't be any good. Or even
the fat reduced ones. It's like, well, the thing is fat, so
if you're taking the fat out,
the short answer is, yeah, go nuts. Eat. Like, cheese is one of the things that I keep in my diet because I like cheese and I don't think it's that bad. There are some cheeses that are better than others, but like feta cheese is probably better.
But feta
isn't really cheese, to be honest.
What is? Feta, bocconcini, like cottage cheese.
Mozzarella,
to a good degree. I'd have to actually... I apologise to Gail, because... Well, I can say Gail. Gail's the person that asked the question. I'm going to apologise because I haven't actually Googled the nutritional values of each one, but from my understanding...
I did. But continue.
Okay, well, what are the best cheeses?
I was answering that question. You started talking about bocconcini and shit.
I like bocconcini.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. That's the basis of your information.
Carry on.
I like bocconcini. So, feta, like feta is like leaning towards the best in terms of calorie density and like protein, etc. But also, feta isn't cheese. When someone says cheese, like feta is in a different category.
Yeah, it's tasty.
I use feta a lot, and I almost use... I use feta with reckless abandon. I don't count it as cheese.
To a fault.
Whereas, like, other cheeses, I like mozzarella and bocconcini. That's the main ones I use. I don't like cheddar, mainly because it seems basic. I don't think nutritionally it's never any worse for you. I just see it as basic.
What about a nice, mature, aged cheddar? Like a real smoky...
You know what you don't do? Don't get pre-shredded cheese.
No,
they
I know.
They put so many chemicals in that shit.
I know. I was having this conversation with someone the other day.
Probably, me?
No, it was probably Sophie or Riz. About, grated cheese is bad, man. I didn't think about it, but you think about it,
right? Makes perfect sense when you think about it.
If you cut a piece, if you leave normal cheese out in the air...
What happens?
It goes hard and fucking horrible. Grated cheese? What are you pointing at?
That pube.
That's a beard hair, mate.
Oh, well, that's why I don't have a beard.
What's... They spray it with, like, preservatives, effectively, to stop it oxidizing.
Formaldehyde.
Is that what it is?
No, I just said that.
What is formaldehyde?
I think it's what they use when people die.
Good sentence.
Yeah. Can you continue?
Anyway, pre-shredded, pre-grated cheese. Well, that's why your singles, your Kraft singles...
Oh, poison.
That's why they come wrapped in plastic, man.
They are plastic. But, like, you look at it, though, and I look back to when I had some... Because I used to wrap a single around a gherkin as a kid and eat that.
It probably won't
take strong that. Bites, small bites, no sucking. But if you think about it, when you have a single, it acts like plastic. Like, it has plastic-like properties to it.
Yeah.
You think about it.
Yeah.
So, long story short, to answer that question...
Yes, cheese is okay.
Go cheese... Don't, like, obviously don't go, I treat cheese like meat. My meat is high calorie, good calories. So if you eat 2 T-bones, you're probably going to gain some kgs.
Mm.
But I'm not going to not eat a T-bone.
A T-bone?
It's French for T-bone. Well, same thing with cheese. It's like, eat some cheese, but if you're trying to lose weight...
Don't eat it all the time.
Like, don't eat a block of cheese. Like, don't treat cheese like a negative.
Yeah.
Cheap cheese, like healthy food that you are having into your body.
For example.
And chuck some feta in there.
For example, we're both having pizza. We're making pizzas for dinner, right?
Hey, let's describe our dinners.
Instead of... Well, we're trialling a protein pizza base, which... Oh,
you don't need to go into that. That was the entirety of the top 5 minutes you left. I spoke about that.
Oh, really? Oh, I did. That's right. Yeah, anyway. So we're trialling that. But instead of putting mozzarella cheese as a base on the pizza... We've got bocconcini. So
recipe available on DCE. Wait, shit, I said the website wrong. www.dirtycleanets.com.au. Spelt phonetically. Or how the words are spelt.
You're a wanker.
Anyway,
so instead of putting mozzarella all over it, which is delicious, we've got bocconcini. So you've still got your cheese fix, but you're not covering it in a very, very calorie-dense...
Yeah. Well, that's the reason I'm working with a nutritionist. Because my approach, which I think is one of those ones where... Probably how the people that I was talking about before approach climate science. Mm. Is that you're probably right, but you haven't really thought about it.
Yeah.
Is that my goal is I try and get the sugar as close to zero as possible.
Yeah.
I try and limit my carbs. And I eat as much fat and protein as I can get. Like, I do not consider fat and protein a problem. I eat... That's my diet.
You need some carbohydrate, man.
Well, no, I do eat some carbohydrates, but I consciously consider how many carbs I'm taking in and from what sources, and I try and eliminate sugar as much as possible, which isn't as possible. Is impossible.
But fat
and protein, I don't care. I'm like, I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
Saturated fat, I try and stay away from, but fat and protein, not an issue. I eat until I'm full.
I'll make concessions around like that ginger ale, for example. Like if I find something that... I'm going to slap you in the side of the head if you do that again. If I find... You couldn't hear that, but I slapped him in the side of the head.
Well, you knew I was going to do it.
Yeah, I know. You would have done it for you.
And you weren't going to do it that hard. Because you had to follow through with your word.
But I didn't want to
hit you. But you didn't want to hit me, yeah. Now I have brain problems.
He's dribbling. Anyway. You know what? I avoid sugar where I can.
There's no reason that, like, there's everything...
I say while drinking sugar.
There's everything in life has been pumped full of sugar. Sugar's addictive and sugar tastes nice. The reason that people, like, it makes perfect sense if you run a business that sells food, why you would put sugar in it. Is because when we're running around and we need as many calories as possible, if you saw sugar, like, if you ever see sugar, eat the fucking sugar. If you see some berries, eat the berries. Because sugar was hard to get in forms like that. Whereas now, it's not hard to get.
Yeah.
And our biology has not caught up with our reality.
Mm.
So our biology says, eat the sugar, eat the sugar. And in reality, everything's got sugar in it, and you're going to get fat and diabetes and die early.
So, case in point, sugar's bad.